Thursday provided yet another setback for the Broncos as head coach Mike Shanahan delivered unfortunate news at the conclusion of practice.
Jarvis Moss broke his ankle today and tore some ligaments within the ankle. So he'll have surgery here in the next few days. It'll be about a 3 or 4 month recovery time, very similar to the injury that Cecil Sapp had. You know, he came back full speed. It just happened on a 9-on-7 drill today, kind of a freak accident. Rod Smith, after seeing a doctor, after practicing for about a week, you know, we can see he's a little bit too far away to have a chance to be activated in the next couple weeks. You know, the injury, the hip is quite sore, so obviously he won't be activated in the next 2 weeks, which means he won't be activated for this year.
The loss of Moss most likely means Simeon Rice will see increased time. For Moss, the news is disappointing because the injury will slow his development as he was seeing increased playing time week to week. Losing Rod Smith may be an emotional blow to the Broncos. Smith is a key leader in the locker room and was optimistic a week ago as he practiced for the first time since undergoing hip surgery in February. Last week, Smith was asked about the possibility of not making a full comeback. Smith did not regret his rehabilitation because it would benefit him better in life down the road.
I don't have to get back out there. I don't have to get back out there to prove anything. The thing I want to prove to myself is I want to be comfortable with my body. I want to be able to walk and do the things I was able to do before without the pain and the discomfort. You know what I'm saying? And at the football part, honestly, is secondary. But if I can get to that part first, I think the football part will come very easily. And so that's where I'm trying to get to. But at the same time, I'm doing it through this venue as far as playing football, because that's what I've been doing for the last 14 years. And I love doing it. And I'm going to do whatever I can to get myself back on the field. But at the same time, you know, if I don't get back out there, it'll be disappointing, but I won't say it's a waste by no means, because, you know, it's just something that happened. I had to have it. Eventually, if I wouldn't have had that surgery then when I did, I would have had to have my hip replaced probably in 2 years, and that is not an option. So, so there's a whole lot of life factors that are involved as well as football.
Some encouraging news did come today for John Lynch, who yesterday sounded uncertain about his injury concerning his neck, especially with his history of the injury. Today, though, Lynch sounded much more confident.
The MRI came back looking really, it's not good because my neck's not a pretty picture, but from where it was, you know, after my surgeries, nothing's changed there, and he's comfortable with me playing. It's just a matter of the symptoms getting better, and they've continued to get better. So everything's very positive, and more than anything, everyone can put their mind to ease, and I can put my mind to ease about my, you know, anything being wrong with my neck. There's nothing related. It's a stinger, which happens in football sometimes, and so now we just gotta let the symptoms subside, and as I've said, they've felt better, and I've got my strength back, and so I'm very optimistic. Yeah, when you've been through that before, it's always a concern, and to have our doctors, who I respect a great deal, look at it and feel good about it, and then have the doctor who performed my neck surgery look at it and say it's got nothing to do with your neck, that makes you feel real good.
The Broncos will need to regroup quickly and move on, but no question, they will have Moss and Smith on their minds. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.